Morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
If you would turn with me, please, to Philippians 3, verse 13.
请大家与我一同翻到腓立比书三章十三节。
As the brothers fellowshipped about this new year, the Lord put upon the hearts these verses found in Philippians 3:13.
当弟兄们彼此交通的时候，神就把腓立比书三章十三节摆在弟兄们的心里，为这个新年。
Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Brethren, I count not myself yet to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal unto the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus."
腓立比书三章十三到十四节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Again, with an emphasis on this, I press on toward the goal unto the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
我们的重点是在这一节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
But before we press on, brothers and sisters, I'd like to remember one thing from last year.
当我们这样直跑之前，我想提醒大家在去年的一件事。
And that was the very strong, clear word from our brother Philip last week.
就是钟弟兄在上个主日跟我们所讲的这样有力的话语。
Brothers and sisters, we are living in the days of Noah.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是活在挪亚的时代。
The parable of the fig tree has been accomplished.
无花果树的比喻已经在应验。
Our brother so clearly reminded us that we need to hear the Lord Jesus that we might be prepared for his return.
弟兄特别提醒我们，我们要预备主的再来。
The groom has been and continues to be ready to return for his bride.
新郎一直在等候，来等候这个预备整齐的新娘。
And we must be ready as the bride.
我们作为新娘要预备整齐。
We must hear and obey the Lord.
我们必须听到神的话并且顺服。
Please forgive me as I just tell just a short little story of something that happened this week.
请大家原谅我，我要讲一下上个星期发生的一件事情。
As we were eating breakfast, I looked over at my youngest son and I noticed his milk cup was very close to his elbow.
那我在吃早餐的时候发现我儿子的牛奶那个杯离他的这个手肘非常的近。
And I said to myself, I've got to move that milk cup.
然后我就对自己说，我要把他的杯子离远一些。
But I was busy talking.
但是我那时候很忙在那说话。
Busy doing other things at the breakfast table.
而且在早餐的时候有许多的事在预备。
And within a few, maybe half a minute, a few seconds, down goes the cup, milk goes all over the place.
就在几秒钟之内，这个杯子就被碰倒，而且牛奶洒的到处都是。
Brothers and sisters, I knew he was going to spill his milk.
弟兄姐妹们，我知道他会把这个杯子碰倒。
I even knew which direction it was going to go, because it was just right there by the elbow.
我甚至知道这杯子倒的方向在哪里，因为就在他的这个肘的旁边。
But I was too busy and too consumed with my own thoughts to do something about it.
但我是被自己的思想所占有，我也没有去做任何事去阻止他。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is going to return very soon.
弟兄姐妹们，主很快就要再来。
Through the prophecies in the scripture, we see it.
借着先知的借着所有的预言，借着神的话语，我们知道。
The events of the world show that the Lord's return is imminent.
我们看到从世界所发生的事看到这件事是一定要成就的。
If you've read the Bible throughout this year, the last couple of days you've read in Revelation, behold, I come quickly.
如果您按着读经的计划来读的话，在启示录最后他说我必快来。
So brothers and sisters, with this thought,Let's press on.
所以弟兄姐妹们，带着这一个意念，我们向前直跑。
And reach for the prize.
我们要得这个奖赏。
Which is our Lord Jesus.
就是基督耶稣他自己。
Brothers and sisters, this book of Philippians is a wonderful book.
弟兄姐妹们，这本腓立比书是一本非常奇妙的书。
Many theologians consider this the most intimate of epistles.
有许多的神学家他们觉得这本书是最亲密的一本书。
Today, three brothers are going to share from Philippians in it take us about an hour and 10 minutes, and we will hardly touch upon this book.
今天会有三位弟兄在一个小时十分钟的时间，但是我们只能碰到这个书里面的其中的一些部分。
Paul has a very special place in his heart for the people of Philippi.
在保罗的心里，他对着腓立比的人心里面有一个很重的地位。
A little background to what was happening. He was on his second journey, and he had some plans of where he was going to go.
我们讲一讲背景，就是保罗在第二次传道、旅行传道之中，他写的这封书信。
But being a man of prayer, he was sensitive to the leading of the Spirit.
因为他是一个祷告的人，所以对圣灵他非常的敏锐。
And no doubt there were brothers or there were people seeking in Philippi, seeking in Europe, oh, that we might hear the truth.
没错，在腓立比，在欧洲那个地方，有一些人在那里祷告，也在寻求，想听到神的话。
And Paul received a vision.
所以保罗就接受了这个异象。
Come to Macedonia.
来到了马其顿。
We need you.
马其顿那里的人说，求你来帮助我们。
Paul was obedient. He came to Philippi and he met a wonderful woman by the name of Lydia.
然后保罗就顺从圣灵的带领，来到腓立比，遇到一个妇人吕底亚。
A very wealthy woman who was in a very important place in the world.
这个妇人她是非常在一个非常重要的一个地方，她也是一个尊贵的妇人。
A seller of purple in the crossroads between Asia and Europe.
她是卖紫色布匹的，是在这个亚洲、欧洲的这些贸易之中。
But when she heard the words of Paul, the words of truth, when she heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, she put all that aside and said, "Paul, come." Stay with us.
当吕底亚听到神的话，听到保罗所传神的话的时候，他就把所有这些放下，对保罗说：“你来与我住在我们家里。”
And because she became and the people of Philippi had such a heart for the Lord, you see this beautiful first church in Europe.
然后在那个腓立比当地也有一些这样对神渴慕的人，所以在那里是欧洲所建立的第一个教会。
They were so blessed.
他们是如此的蒙祝福。
They were so giving.
他们而且这样的愿意付出。
Paul thanks them on several occasions for the financial support that they gave him.
保罗在书信里面几次提到感谢他们在钱财上的一些奉献。
In his first imprisonment in Rome, a brother from Philippi comes and visits Paul.
在保罗第一次入监的时候，就有从腓立比来的弟兄来探望他。
This brother Epaphroditus almost dies while serving Paul in Rome.
那这个弟兄。在罗马来服侍保罗的时候，甚至他的生命都有一个很重的病，甚至要死。
Philippi was a blessed, blessed church.
腓立比是一个非常非常蒙祝福的教会。
So giving, so obedient.
如此的付出，而且如此的顺服。
Growing in number.
而且在数目上也一直在增加。
Spreading much truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就把关于主耶稣的真理传到各地。
Brothers and sisters, I don't think it's any accident that the Lord has us begin this year looking at this book of Philippians.
我相信神在我们今年开始的时候把这本书摆在我们面前，不是一个偶然的事。
As I was reading this book and reading the account, I couldn't help but think of the saints that are gathering here this morning.
当我思想这本书这些话语的时候，就禁不住想到今天坐在这里的弟兄姐妹们。
Friday night, if you were here, you saw the brothers and sisters coming together, glorifying the Lord in oneness.
如果您礼拜五来到我们中间的话，你看到这些许多的弟兄姐妹们在一起来荣耀主耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at the financial report that comes out monthly, the Lord has blessed us with so much as a fellowship, and yet so much is going out to help the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，如果您看到我们财务的报告的话，您就看到有许多圣徒的奉献，而且这些奉献也达到许多有需要的弟兄姐妹
之中。I felt that the Lord is saying at the beginning of this year, I love the saints in Houston.
我甚至可以听到主在他里面说，我爱在休斯顿的这些圣徒们。
And yet, brothers and sisters, we need to press on.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们还是要直跑。
Paul is saying to you and I, just as he said about himself, I have nothing to boast in.
保罗对着我们，对着他自己都是这样讲，就说我不靠其他的来夸口。
Brothers and sisters, reading again this passage, brethren, I count not myself to have laid hold.
弟兄姐妹们，他在这里说，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to continue on this year.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今年还要继续。
And then it says, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind.
然后他说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后。
Now forgetting doesn't mean pretend like they never happened and don't ever think about them again.
这个忘记不是指到就是说我当它没有发生完全的不去纪念它。
Brothers and sisters, if you've accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that is a wonderful thing to remember.
弟兄姐妹们，如果您真的是重生得救的话，这是非常值得纪念的一件奇妙的事。
When you remember that time when the Lord Jesus came into your heart,And you were no longer part of this world. That is a wonderful thing to remember.
就是当您接受主的时候，您记得那一刻，你不再属于这个世界。
But we need to press on.
但是我们还是要直跑。
We need to be very careful. I think Paul is saying here when he says don't forget, be very careful not to self-evaluate.
我们在这里要非常小心，我们不需要自己来评估。
When we evaluate ourselves, we make two mistakes.
当我们这样来评价自己的时候，就会有两个错误。
We either think we're too good,
或者我们觉得自己非常的过好了。
Or we think we're not good enough.
或者我们觉得自己不够。
Brothers and sisters, we need to allow the Lord Jesus to come into our heart and evaluate us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要让主耶稣进到我们心里，让他来做评估。
And if we do that,
如果我们如此行的话，
We will press on to the prize, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就可以直跑来得着奖赏，就是基督耶稣。
It says here in this verse that this prize is an upward calling.
这里讲到这个奖赏是从上面来的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to look to the heavens. We need to look to the Lord Jesus. Look upward.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要仰望，我们需要向上看到主耶稣基督。
I think we've heard many times we need not be consumed with the things of this world.
我们讲过许多次，不需要被这个世界的事所占有。
Work, money, future, education.
工作、钱财、未来，还有我们的教育。
But may we not look even horizontally at the fellowship?
甚至我们也不需要在水平的这个层面来看我们周围的人。
We have some wonderful meetings.
没错，我们有许多很好的聚集。
Wednesday night, precious prayer time.
比如星期三有何等宝贵祷告的时间。
Friday night, precious Bible study.
周五我们有何等宝贵查经的聚会。
Countless home gatherings.
还有许多数不清的在家庭里面的聚集。
But brothers and sisters, this is only wonderful gatherings and meetings if we're looking upward to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，只有当我们真正向上仰望主耶稣基督的时候，这些聚会才真正成为宝贵。
The prize is a person, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that wants to live in us.
这个奖赏就是一个人，基督耶稣，他要住在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, this year, can we live the life of the Lord Jesus Christ in us?
弟兄姐妹们，今年我们可不可以有一个生活，是基督耶稣在我们里面活出来？
I'd like to turn to a couple familiar verses that have been so helpful this year to me.
我希望跟大家一起再来看一看，有几节经节对我非常的有帮助。
Romans 12:1, very, very familiar.
罗马书第十二章一节，大家非常熟悉的。
It was even mentioned this weekend again.
在这个周末也经常被提到。
Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.Holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
How do we press on this year?
今年如何向前直跑呢？
we need to present ourselves a living sacrifice.
我们需要把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
When we become that sacrifice,
当我们成为那个活祭的时候,
then Galatians 2:20 can become a reality.
这个时候加勒太书二章二十节才可以成为实际。
Again, if, especially the middle school that's here today, I think almost every Sunday we talk about Galatians 2:20.
而且尤其是对着坐在我们中间的初中生们，基本上我们每个星期都提到这个章节。
Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And that life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And then back in Philippians.
那我们回到腓立比书。
Philippians 1 verse 21.
第一章第二十一节。
For me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
Brothers and sisters, this is wonderful.
弟兄姐妹们，这是何等的奇妙。
It is no longer us that lives, but Christ that lives in us.
现在不再是我们活着，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And so today, when myself and two other brothers come up and share, we'd like to share three aspects in Philippians of how we press on.
所以今天当我与其他两位弟兄，我们三个在这里一同分享腓立比书的时候，有三件事关乎向前直跑。
And I've been given the task of Philippians 2 verses 1 through 8.
那给我的负担就是腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节。
If therefore there is any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, make full my joy, and ye be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through faction or through vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, counting others better than himself, not looking each of you to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others.
我们先来读一到四节。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And then in verse 5, this is the key.
然后第五节就是关键。
Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea, the death of the cross.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters, if we are going to accomplish anything this year individually or corporately, we must have the mind of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们作为个人作为团体要在基督里面成就任何的事，在今年的话，就需要有这句话，以基督的心为心。
And when thinking of the mind of Christ, I want to look at four aspects.
当我们思想基督耶稣的心的话，我们想到四个方面。
Number one, at the very beginning, the Son of God was willing to become a man.
第一件事就是神的儿子，他愿意成为人的样式。
He was willing to do this.
他愿意。
To empty himself.
愿意虚己。
But there's a beautiful little phrase in Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
那在马太福音一章二十节有一个很 很美好的一个章节。
Joseph is being being told that Mary is going to have a child conceived of the Holy Spirit.
约瑟在梦中的时候，神的使者对他说，他的妻子要从圣灵怀孕。
Though the Son of God was willing to come down to this earth, His beginning, His origin had to be conceived by the Holy Spirit.
虽然神的儿子愿意来到这个世上，但是这个开始一定要在圣灵里面。
Brothers and sisters, if there's going to be any life, any spiritual life in my life, in your life this year, it has to begin in the Spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在您在我身上，如果有任何属灵生命的开始，一定是要在圣灵里面。
Anything we do in the flesh will be flesh.
任何在肉体里面所做的事就是肉体的。
But even the Son of God used the power of the Holy Spirit to become man on this earth.
甚至神的儿子他自己也借着圣灵的能力来到这个世上成为人的样式。
And this began a spiritual life.
这个就是属灵生命的开始。
Number two, the Lord Jesus had a mind of humility.
第二，主耶稣他的心是一个谦卑的心。
When he was born, there was no room for the Lord Jesus.
当他出生的时候，这个世界上没有为他预备的地方。
In eternity past, he could have made it a palace, but instead, it was a stable.
其实他在住在永远里面，他可以有自己的地方，但是他却是在马槽里面降生。
His parents were despised.
他的父母也被人轻看。
I mean, Mary's having a child with no husband.
因为玛利亚她怀孕的时候还没有结婚。
All of Joseph's friends looked down upon him for staying and supporting Mary.
在约瑟这样来支持他的妻子的时候，甚至约瑟的朋友都来弃绝他。
Jesus' early years were years of being a refugee in Egypt.
在耶稣他年少的时候就在埃及在那里逃难。
His youth in the despised city of Nazareth.
他的青年的时期是在被人轻看的拿撒勒来度过的。
He didn't get to go to the Pharisee University.
他并没有来到法利赛人所进入的这些大学。
And even those who were interested in Jesus when he began his ministry said, Are you John the Baptist? Are you Elijah? Are you Moses?
甚至那些被他的侍奉所吸引来到他面前的人都在问他，你是不是要来的以利亚，你是不是这个，是不是那一位。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus had a mind of humility.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督他的心就是一个谦卑的心。
He was content in the circumstances.
他也被周围的环境所限制。
So brothers and sisters, if we were to have any lifeThis year, if we were to press on, we will have to have a mind of humility.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这个新的一年，如果我们要有属灵的生命向前直跑的话，需要有基督耶稣的心。
The Holy Spirit can work only through the humble.
圣灵只能在谦卑的人身上来做。
And this is the second point of having the mind of Christ.
所以这是基督耶稣的心的第二点。
And then thirdly,Our Lord Jesus had a mind of obedience.
第三，主耶稣基督他有一个顺服的心。
It says in Matthew, that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to fast and pray.
在马太福音里面提到，在圣灵的带领下面，主耶稣基督来到旷野受试探，而且在那里祷告。
Again, finally he has permission to start his ministry, and the first thing he has to do is be led out in the wilderness by the Spirit.
至终主耶稣终于有机会可以出来侍奉，但是第一件事却被圣灵带到旷野。
And after fasting for 40 days, he was very hungry.
当他在那里禁食40天之后，非常的饥饿。
And we know the story, his first temptation, Satan came and said, You can make bread out of these stones.
那我们都记得，当魔鬼来试探他的时候，第一个试探就是说，你可以让这些石头变成饼。
And through obedience, our Lord Jesus says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the very words of God.
那主耶稣在圣灵的引导下面就讲了这句话，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Brothers and sisters, if we are to have the mind of Christ, we need to feed on the word of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们要有基督耶稣的心的话，需要神的话来喂养我们。
If we're to press on this year and gain something of Christ, we must feed on the Word of God.
如果今年我们要向前直跑来得着基督耶稣的话，需要有神的话。
No matter how hungry we may be, no matter how busy work gets, no matter how consuming schooling can be, we must feed on the Word of God.
不管我们有多么忙碌，在工作上有多大的压力，在学业上有多少的困难，我们都要来到神的话语面前。
It's not easy, but it's obedience.
虽然不容易，但这个需要顺服。
In the temptations, Jesus was then taken to the temple and told, jump off the temple, the pinnacle of the temple, and the angels of God will come and save you.
那在试探的里面，最后在试探里面，主耶稣基督被带到圣殿的顶上，魔鬼对他说，你可以跳下去，神的使者要拖住你。
And Jesus responded, thou shalt not tempt God.
然后耶稣基督的回应就是不要试探你的神。
Brothers and sisters, do we tempt God?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有试探神呢？
Because we call ourselves Christians, because we go to meetings, because we pray every once in a while, then do we think we can do whatever we want the rest of the day?
因为我们被称为基督徒，因为我们去聚会，我们也参加祷告，这就代表我们就可以照着我们的意思而行吗？
Brothers and sisters, if we're not consumed with pleasing the Lord Jesus, then we are tempting him throughout the day. He'll save me. I'll be ready when the Lord returns.
如果我们不是以主耶稣基督的喜悦来作为我们一生的追求的话，那我们就会向神说，你会保护我，你会祝福我。
The mind of Christ does not tempt God.
但是基督耶稣的心不是来试探神。
And then of course the last temptation is Satan says, simply bow down to me and I will give you everything you see.
然后最后的这个试探就是撒旦说，你来拜我，我就让这世界上所有的荣华富贵都归你。
And we are reminded by Christ that we are to worship the Lord God only.
然后耶稣的回答就是，当拜主你的神，单单的来拜他。
Brothers and sisters, can we worship the Lord in all circumstances this year?
弟兄姐妹们，我们能不能在各样的环境里面都来敬拜神呢？
Lord, if there's any temptation in our hearts to worship anything other than you, we pray for your correction.
如果我们真是在这个世上被其他的事所吸引，那我们需要来祷告。
So we see that the mind of the Lord Jesus knew his beginning. He knew his origin.
我们看到基督耶稣的心里面，他知道他的起头。
Born in spirit.
是从圣灵而生。
Was given the spirit of humility to be content in all circumstances.
而且他也有顺服在任何的环境里面。
Was willing to obey the Holy Spirit when taken out to the wilderness.
他到旷野的时候，被圣灵引到旷野，他也是全心的顺服。
And then finally, number four, I want to share a little bit about our Lord Jesus' transfiguration.
最后第四点，我想分享一下关于主耶稣他的变化。
If you could turn with me to Matthew 17.
如果大家翻到马太福音十七章的话。
Again, a very familiar verse, verses.
也是大家非常熟悉的。
Matthew 17.
马太福音十七章。
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them to a high mountain. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as light. And behold, there appeared unto him, or to them, Moses and Elijah talking with him.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头。衣裳洁白如光，忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
Brothers and sisters, let's look at the Lord's life.
弟兄姐妹们，看看主耶稣他的生活。
A life of humility.
是一个谦卑的生活。
A life of obedience.
是一个顺服的生活。
A ministry.
是一个侍奉的生活。
And now he's shining with the glory of his Father.
现在他是在与父的同样的荣耀里面，在光中。
Fellowshipping with his Father.
也与父在那里交通。
Ministered by Elijah and Moses.
他在那里被摩西跟以利亚来侍奉。
And Peter's there watching it and says, I got it.
那彼得看到就说，哦，我知道了。
This is what it's all about. We've attained what you've come to earth for.
你已经得着你到地上来该得着的。
You're being glorified.
你已经得了荣耀。
And at this point, Jesus steps down.
但在这个时候，耶稣却下了山。
I feel this is one of the best examples of what it means to press on.
所以我想这个是向前直跑最好的一个例子。
Our Lord Jesus hadn't gone to the cross yet.
因为我们的主耶稣他还没有上十字架。
If we had been there, we would have been like Peter and said, "There it is. There's the glory. We've reached it. We're ready."
如果我们的话，可能像彼得当天一样，就说：“你已经得着荣耀了，我你已经预备好了。”
But Jesus stepped down and said, "I must go to the cross."
但耶稣却下了山，说：“我一定要上十字架。”
And it's that cross, it's that crucifixion, it's that death.
在那里，十字架代表的是死。
That allows us to be dead in Christ.
让我们可以与基督同死。
That we might have His life in us.
然后我们可以有他的生命在我们里面。
And it's all those doubters around him, like Peter.
在他周围有许多的人带着疑问，就像彼得一样。
That did finally get it.
但最后他们了解这件事。
Peter went with the disciples to that upper room.
彼得与门徒一起来到这个楼上。
After Jesus' death and resurrection.
当主耶稣死复活之后。
They knew if anything was going to happen.From this point on, it must be birthed in the Holy Spirit.
他们知道，如果从这个之后要有什么属灵的事发生，是在圣灵里面。
No fantastic meeting place, just a simple upper room, a life of humility.
没有一个很华美聚会的地方，只是一个小楼。
Jesus said, "Wait." They waited. They obeyed.
耶稣说等候，他们就在那里顺服等候。
And the Holy Spirit came in.
然后圣灵就来降下。
Changed the lives of the disciples forever.
把这些门徒的生命完全的改变，永远的改变。
They pressed on.
他们一直向前直跑。
A life of the cross.
就是十字架的这条道路。
But look at the disciples, Peter, Paul, James, John, they gloried in the sufferings of Christ.
让我们来看看彼得、约翰、雅各这些人，他们都在生命里面来荣耀主。
But they were only able to do this because they had the mind of Christ.
但他们能这样做。就是因为他们有基督耶稣的心。
That life of Christ, that mind of Christ, that knew its beginnings, knew to be humble, obedient, and press on to the sufferings of Christ.
就是基督的生命，基督的心，知道他们的起头，知道在谦卑里面，在顺服里面，知道怎样向前直跑。
Paul loved Philippi.
保罗喜爱腓立比的圣徒们。
But he warned them, don't be satisfied.
但是他在这里警告他们。不要自足
That will only lead to lukewarmness.
因为这个自足会带他们到不冷不热的光景里面。
And like Laodicea, the Lord will spit out those that are lukewarm.
就像老底家的教会，神要把他们从口里吐出来。
May we have this mind of Christ.
愿意我们都有基督耶稣的心。
That we might press on in 2011.
所以我们可以在2011年向前直跑。
Thank the Lord, brother has told us the fullness and the preciousness of the book of Philippians. Not only this book causes us to see the important truth, but it causes us to see how we should live on this earth.
弟兄刚刚跟我们读到了几处的经文。
Earlier, the brother shared a few scriptures with us.
让我们看见基督徒在地上，我们不再是靠自己而活。
And then we can see that we do not live by ourselves on this earth.
乃是基督在我们里面活。
But Christ lives in us.
保罗在腓立比书第一章告诉我们，我活的就是基督。
In the first chapter of Philippians, Paul tells us, I live, it is Christ.
所以我们看见腓立比书乃是看让我们看见基督徒在地上生活的秘诀。
And it causes us to see the secret of a Christian life on this earth.
借着保罗如何在地上向着标杆来直跑。
How Paul has pressed on towards the goal.
他让我们看见他是如何能够活着就是基督。
And we see how for him to live is Christ.
所以弟兄告诉我们在第二章那里有一段非常重要的经文。
And there is an important scripture in chapter 2.
保罗在地上之所以能够活着就是基督
and how he can live by Christ
那是因为他有基督耶稣的心思
because he has the same mind and attitude of Christ
这个心思才能够叫我们在地上能够让基督从我们身上活出来
and this mind causes us to live on this earth and Christ can be manifested through us
在2011年啊，弟兄们的一个负担，在腓立比书刚刚弟兄读到的第三章。
And our brothers already shared the burden of the brothers for this 2011.
就是要我们忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
From Philippians chapter 3, that we need to press on towards the goal, forgetting what's behind.
我想和弟兄姐妹再读一处的经文，也在腓立比书第三章。
I also want to share some scriptures from the same chapter.
在腓立比书第三章，我们从第七节读到第十一节。
We'll read from verse 7 to 11.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And may be found in him.Not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
然后我们再一起祷告。
Let us have some words of prayers.
主，我们感谢你在这新的一年开始，你所要对我们说的话。
Lord, we thank you for the words that you prepared for us at the beginning of this year.
主，你再一次提醒我们，时间实在是短促。
Again, you reminded us the time is near.
主，你再的日子实在是近了。
And you are coming soon.
主，你要我们都忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆来直跑。
You want all of us to forget what lies behind and press forward towards the goal.
要得你在基督耶稣里从上头召我们来得的奖赏。
So that we may receive the upward calling in Christ Jesus.
愿早晨我们能够有一颗肉心来回应你的呼召。
May you give us a heart of flesh so that we can respond to your calling.
愿圣灵向我们所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
To hear the word of the Spirit for us, whoever that has an ear, let them hear.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们知道腓立比书可以说是保罗他的见证。
I know the book of Philippians is the testimony of Paul.
他也把他在地上如何的能够来向着标杆直跑的秘诀告诉我们。
And he also tells us the secret how he can press on towards the goal.
保罗说他有一个标杆。
He said he has a goal.
他只有一个标杆。
He has only one goal.
而且他要向这个标杆来直跑。
And he is pressing on towards the goal.
我们知道保罗在大马色蒙恩得救之后。
We know when he was saved at Damascus.
他整个人生有一个重大的改变。
And his life was completely turned around.
他所生活所追求的目标就是基督。
His goal and his purpose in life is Christ.
他一生他在地上所有经历过的一切事情。都是为了这个目标。
All of his experiences in life is for this goal.
所以为此保罗他就忘记背后努力面前向着标杆来直跑。
For such reason, he forget what lies behind and press on towards the goal.
在以色列的历史中他们也有一个标杆。
In the history of Israel, they also had a goal.
这标杆就是迦南美地。
That was the promised land in Canaan.
我们知道神借着大能的手把以色列从埃及地拯救出来。
We know by God's mighty hand, He saved the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们必须要经过一段旷野的道路。
They went through the way of the desert.
但是我们知道他们的目的地不是在旷野。
But we know their purpose and their goal was not the desert.
他们目的地乃是神所要带领他们进入的迦南美地。
Their purpose and their goal is the Canaan that God has promised to them.
但是我们从他们历史当中看见一件事。
But we saw one thing from their history.
当他们经过那旷野的道路。
When they went through the way of the wilderness.
他们每一次遇见困难的时候。
Every time a difficulty arises.
他们就回想起那从前在埃及里的好处。
They looked back and thought of the goodness in Egypt.
所以我们看见最终 他们在旷野里头漂流了四十年。
So eventually they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
他们在旷野里头绕行了四十年。
They circled around the desert for 40 years.
最后那个世代的人就都倒闭在旷野里。
And that whole generation fell in the wilderness.
除了约书亚和迦勒之外。
Except Joshua and Caleb.
他们没有办法能够进入神所应许他们的那迦南美地。
They were not able to enter into the promised land in Canaan.
今天我们也有类似的情形。
And we have the similar situation today.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督在2000年前在十字架上为我们付上了重大的赎价。
We know the Lord has already paid the great price of redemption on the cross 2000 years ago.
就如我们刚刚弟兄所读的经文，我们的主他存心卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And our brother already shared the scripture how he obeyed even to death.
我们实在是主他付上极重的代价，他用他自己成为赎价来把我们从世界里拯救出来。
And he himself became the price of redemption, and he saved us out of this world.
今天我们在这世界上在行走，好像在旷野里一样。
Today we're walking in this world as if we're walking in the wilderness.
我们看见主实在是把我们从世界里头已经拯救出来。
We see the Lord has already rescued us from this world.
但是我们发现这世界仍然影响我们的心思。
But we know this world still affects our heart.
影响我们。蒙恩的基督徒每一天的生活和所做的决定
and affects our daily life and all the decisions that we make.
所以我们虽然一次一次的聚会
So even though we come to gatherings time and again,
我们虽然在地上好像也有一些属灵的生活
and we have some spiritual life on this earth,
但是我们发现我们属灵的生命好像在原地打转一样
but sometimes we find our spiritual life is circling around.
就像当时的以色列人在旷野绕行一样
Just like the Israelites in the wilderness
愿在这新的一年的开始
At the beginning of this year
我们都能够听见神当日对以色列人所说的话
We will hear the word that God has had for the Israelites at that 2000 years ago
就是你们绕行的日子已经够了
That the days of your wandering is come to an end
神要我们起来要进入那得为业的地方
We need to rise up and enter into the inheritance
就是那迦南美地
That is the land of Canaan
愿我们今天也能够听见神的声音
We will all hear God's voice today
我们也能够起来追求我们的主耶稣基督做我们的标杆
And pursue after the Lord Jesus as our goal
叫我们能够彼此劝勉
That we can encourage one another
我们一同向着标杆来直跑
To press on towards this goal
那保罗他是如何来奔跑就向着标杆的道路呢
And how did Paul press on towards the goal?
在我们刚刚读的经文里面保罗让我们看见他的秘诀
And Paul gave us his secret
他说我先前以为与我有益的 says, 现在因基督都当作有损
He says whatever things were gained to me those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ
如果我们回想在我们蒙恩得救之前
If we look back before the time we were saved
弟兄姐妹我们看什么是与我们有益的呢
what were things that were gained to us?
我想不外乎就是身份地位
I think those are reputations, our positions in society
是我们的事业前途
Our careers, our future
是我们儿女们的成就
Perhaps even accomplishments from our children
我们也看重我们能够有一个健壮的身体 能够长命百岁
We also wanted a healthy body, we want to live forever 400 years old.
我想这或许这很有可能是我们在蒙恩得救以前我们所追求的目标。
Perhaps these were goals that we pursued after before we were saved.
我们看这些事情对我们都是有益的。
These were things that were gained to us.
但是当我们蒙恩得救之后
Now after we were saved,
弟兄姐妹那我们追求的目标还是这一些吗
Do we still have these things as our goal?
在我们得救之后我们在从前以为有益的事上我们现在是不是因着基督看为有损
Do we have the same mind that because of Christ these things that were gained to us I have counted loss
大家可能还记得我在十多年前发生了一件事
Perhaps you may still remember what happened to me over 10 years ago
就是呢我自己呢心血来潮
That I had a zeal
或许呢对弟兄翻译很好我似乎在追求那个事业
Perhaps I was pursuing after my career.
我就在 San Antonio 找了一个工作。
So I found a job for myself in San Antonio.
当时呢，我和姐妹呢都觉得蛮好的。
And my wife and I thought it was very good.
因为这个工作对我的事业和前途实在是非常有益处。
Because it was a great move for my career and my future.
但是当时我们并没有考虑到在当地有没有一个合适的教会。
But I did not consider if there was a good church for me as in San Antonio.
能够在我们属灵上面，那我们在追求主的上面能够继续有益处。
If I could continue to pursue after the Lord and gain in the spiritual realm.
这个所有事情都已经预备好了，准备要出发往那个我们以为是美地的地方。
So when all things were prepared, we're getting ready to move to this promised land in our mind.
感谢主，是主的怜悯，借着年长弟兄交通把我们留在休斯顿。
It's really by the mercy of the Lord through a fellowship with the elderly brother, he kept us in Houston.
叫我们能够在过去这十几年当中与弟兄姐妹一同来追求主。
So that for the past decade, I can be in Houston and pursue after the Lord with the brothers and sisters.
能够一同向着标杆来直跑。
To really press on towards the goal.
当我现在回头想想这件事情。
Now when I look back to this event,
我想当初如果到了那里。
I thought if I really moved to San Antonio,
谁是不知道今天是否还能够在追求主的道路上继续的往前。
Then I don't know if I would still be pressing on this way of the Lord.
我们在教养儿女的事情上也是如此。
It's the same way when we discipline and teach our children.
我们实在是必须要在主的面前重新来思考，到底什么对我们儿女是有益的，什么是有损。
We need to really come before the Lord and consider what are gains to our children and what are losses to our children.
我认识一位弟兄。
I know a brother.
他有一对非常优秀的儿女。
He had two children that were very excellent.
他的儿子是毕业于哈佛医学院的医生。
His son graduated from Harvard Medical School.
他的女儿则是在纽约华尔街担任高级的主管。
His daughter was a higher manager in Wall Street in New York.
我在想这样的一个目标，是不是我们在做儿女、在教养儿女的事情上面，也是我们的一个标杆
？I was thinking, are these our goals as parents for our children?
我们都盼望我们的儿女能够进那一流的大学。
We all hope our children can enter into a good school university.
能够受最好的教育。
And that they can receive the best education.
将来能够有成功的事业。
That they can have a successful career.
但是。这位弟兄却告诉我
But this brother told me,
他深深的觉得
He felt very deeply
他觉得他在孩子的教养上亏欠了主的荣耀
He has fallen short of God's glory in terms of his children's education
因为他的两个孩子现在不仅不能够在追求主的道路上继续往前
Because his children not only they're not pressing on this way of the Lord
他们因着事业的成功
Because of the success in their career
他们甚至正常的聚会的时间都不能有
They even suffer they don't even have regular fellowship time with brothers
弟兄姐妹这里保罗告诉我们
Here Paul tells us
他说他从前以为与他有益的
Whatever things that were gained to him
他说现在因基督
Now because for the sake of Christ
因着基督都当作有损
Because of Christ he counts those as loss
不但如此，他也将万事都当作有损。
Not only this, he counts all things as loss.
是因为他以认识主基督耶稣为至宝。
In view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们实在是能够认识主耶稣基督，他是何等的宝贝。
That we can truly know how precious is our Lord Jesus.
如果我们能够认识主的宝贝
，If we know the preciousness of our Lord,
我们就能够像保罗一样。
Then we'll be just like Paul.
我们就甘愿。将万事丢弃万事当作粪土
we can forsake everything and count them but rubbish
我们就愿意将从前我们以为与我们有益的如今因着基督都看作有损
and everything that were gained to us will count those as loss for the sake of Christ Jesus
像我们在我们的生活当中
in our life
在我们为儿女的安排事情上
when we arrange things for our children
我们都以基督为至宝
Christ Jesus will be the surpassing value
我们都以基督作为我们衡量一切事情的标准。
And our Lord Jesus will be the standard of everything, of all our judgment.
因着他
，because of him，
为着他
，for him，
我们能够把一切拦住我们能够得到基督的，都当作是粪土。
And we'll count as rubbish and refuse for everything that hinders us.
叫我们不再随从今世的潮流和风俗。
We no longer follow the custom and the trend of this world and generation.
我们能够向着标杆来往前直跑。
We can press on towards this goal.
当我们在奔跑这条道路上的时候
，When we're running on this way，
我们需要认识奔跑道路的那个能力。
And we need to also know the power by which we can run on this path.
我相信每一次当圣灵把主的爱浇灌在我们心里
，I think every time when the Holy Spirit pours His love in our hearts，
就像早晨在波饼聚会中，我们都有一个心愿
，Just as this morning before the table， we all had one desire，
因基督的爱激励我们
，Because His love constrains us，
我们都愿意为主而活
，We want to live for Him。
但在过去，我们实在是看见我们也有许多的失败
，We saw many failures in our past，
而是因为我们不晓得。那基督复活的大能
，because we didn't know the power of His resurrection。
这里不晓得，不是说我们在知识上不晓得
，not that we did not know in knowledge。
而我们在生活的经历里头，我们不够这样来认识基督复活的大能。
But that we have not experienced in our daily life this power of His resurrection。
所以保罗告诉我们，我们要向着标杆来直跑。我们的能力是从何而来呢
？So Paul tells us, where did the power come from？
很简单的说，就是向己死。向神活。
Very simply put, it's to die to ourselves and live to God.
早晨弟兄姐妹一再提到罗马书第十二章第一节。
Brother shared again and again from Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
第一、第二节告诉我们要将自己献上当作活祭。
Verse 1 and 2 says we need to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹，保罗以神的慈悲劝我们。
And but in view of God's mercy, he beseeches us.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主是那样爱我们。
How the Lord has loved us.
当我们还做罪人的时候
，When we're still sinners.
当我们还抵挡他、背逆他的时候
，When we're still disobeying and objecting Him.
他就甘心乐意的把自己完全为我们倾倒。
He was willing to empty Himself for us.
他既不保留他自己为我们倾倒
，He did not save Himself and poured Himself out for us.
我们今天如何能够报答我们的主
？How can we repay His grace?
我们岂不应该将我们的身体献上，当作活祭
？Should we not offer ourselves as living sacrifice?
所以这里保罗就说。我们要效法基督的死。
So here Paul says we need to have the learn from the dying of Christ.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
And perhaps I might attain the resurrection of the dead.
我们知道死还是向着我们这个己死。
We know this death talks about dying to ourselves.
向着世界我们是死。
And to the world we're dead.
叫我们能够在死的形状上。与我们主基督能够联合
，so that we can be united to Him in the form of His death，
借着死的形状上与他联合
，and to the form of His dying，
叫我们在复活的形状上也与他联合
，we can also be united to Him in the form of His resurrection，
叫我们能够向神活着
，so that we can live to God，
叫我们在地上的生活一举一动都有那新生的样式
，so everything we do will have the likeness of this new birth，
所以我们能够有向着标杆直跑的能力。的原则是很简单的
，and the principle of having this power to run and press on towards the goal is very simple。
也可以说，我们基督徒在地上的生活的原则，简单两个字就是死与生。
And this life and this death and life is the very simple principle that we have。
什么时候我们与主耶稣的死联合了
？Whenever we're united to His death。
什么时候我们就能够经历基督复活的大能在我们身上
？That's when we can experience the power of His resurrection in us.
我最近听到一位啊、一个见证。
Recently, I heard a testimony.
有一个姐妹呢，啊、一个年长姐妹，她非常照顾另外一位姐妹。
There was an elderly sister that was taking care of another sister.
但有一天呢，有另外一个人呢，就来告诉这位年长姐妹。
One day, another person came and told the sister.
就说啊，那个你很关心、很照顾的那个姐妹呢，在背后说那批评你、论断你、毁谤你的话。
The sister whom you were taking care of and really caring for was talking bad about you behind your back.
弟兄姐妹，如果这样的事情发生在你身上，你会有什么样的反应呢
？If such a thing happened to you, what would your reaction be?
今天我们中间有初中生。
We have middle schoolers among us.
我就把这例子稍微改一点。
And I'll change this example a little bit.
今天如果呢，有一天呢，你听到有人告诉你一个最好的朋友。
Perhaps one day, you heard the news from your best friend.
嗯，就说有人告诉你啊，你那最好的朋友呢，在背后说批评你的话语。
Someone is telling you that your best friend are talking bad about you behind your back.
你们的感觉怎么样
？How would you feel?
你们会有什么反应呢
？How would you respond?
我想你们心里面啊，可能在那里就要开始要来骂一骂这个好朋友。
I think perhaps in your heart you'll be cursing this friend.
平常对你这么好。
I've been so good to you.
东西好吃的东西都分一半给你。
I've been sharing all my good snacks.
你生病了呢，我为你祷告。
When you were sick, I was praying for you.
别人欺负你的时候呢，我就站在你这一边。
When you were bullied, I stood on your side.
你怎么会在背后来说批评我的话呢
？How can you criticize me behind my back?
我们肯定要生气一段时间。
We will be angry for a long time.
那或许我们大人呢，我们可能会有点忍耐。
If for us adults, maybe we have some.self-constraint.
我们好一点的呢，好一点的，我们不会去跟其他弟兄姐妹呢，来批评这位责批评我的人。
If we were a little better, than that, then we would not criticize this person that was criticizing us.
但是我们有可能啊，就到主的面前来了。
But perhaps we'll come before the Lord.
说主啊，你看我对他是这样好，这样好，这样好。
And says, Lord, look how good I have been to him.
花那么多时间，那么心血来照顾关心他。
I've spent so much time and energy to take care of him.
这个人呢，怎么还在背后来批评论断我呢
？How can he criticize me behind my back？
我们可能就跟主祷告。
So maybe we'll pray to the Lord。
主啊，你管教他。
Lord, discipline him。
这姐妹实在是太不对了。
And this person is in the wrong。
但当这位年长姐妹听到有人这样子来对她说的时候
，But when this elderly sister heard the news，
我们看见我们的姐妹她向着己是死的。
And we saw how she was dead to herself.
她就回答这个人说
And she responded,
姐妹啊，就让她说一说吧。
Oh, sister, let her say what she needs to say.
说不定她这样说一说呢，她心里面呢就舒服一点。
And maybe after she says what she said, she will feel better in her heart.
兄弟们，在我们每天生活当中，我们都面临这样的事情。
In our daily life, we face many situations like this.
唯有我们把我们自己摆在那死的地位上。
Only when we place ourselves on the place of death.
我们向着己是死的。
That we can die to ourselves.
我们像那个活祭一样。
Just like a living sacrifice.
把自己献在主的面前。
To offer ourselves before the Lord.
为了讨主的喜悦。
To please Him.
好叫基督的身也能够在我们身上来显明。
So that His resurrection can also be manifested through us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，愿我们今天都能够听见圣灵对我们所说的。
Dear brothers and sisters, may we all hear what the Spirit has to say to us.
让我们都能够忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆来直跑。
That we can all forget what lies behind and press on towards what lies ahead and press on towards this goal.
让我们甘愿丢弃万事，看作粪土。
That we'll be willing to treat all things as loss and count them as rubbish.
因着基督
，because of Christ，
为着基督
，for Him。
让我们能够来效法基督的死
，that we may be united to the form of his death，
好叫在我们生活中，我们来经历他复活的大能。
So in our life, we can also experience the power of his resurrection。
愿在这新的一年
，in this new year，
愿基督成为我们众人奔跑的标杆。
May the Lord be the goal of all of us。
愿基督是我们唯一的标杆。
May he be the only goal that we have。Two brothers shared with us earlier. We need to forget what lies behind. Forward towards the goal that lies ahead.
Chip 弟兄和我们交通了，我们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Brother Chip also shared with us that we need to have the same attitude of Christ.
这是我们相同的意念，相
同的爱心。The same love.
蒙弟兄也和我们交通了，要向己死，向主活。
Brother James shared with us we need to die to ourselves and live to Christ.
我们就可以将万事当作有损的，以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
We need to count all things as lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus.
接着两位弟兄交通呢，让我们再读一处的圣经。
And following what they have shared, let's read some more scriptures.
在腓立比书。
Also in the book of Philippians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章第四节到第八节。
Verse 4 to 8.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
刚才最后弟兄告诉我们，
Brother shared with us earlier,
我们竭力追求的标杆是主耶稣基督自己。
The Lord Jesus himself is the goal that we press on toward.
既然主是在我们面前的，
Since the Lord is before us,
那么我们当所忘记的背后的呢，就应当是忘记背后的世界，忘记我们的老的自己。
And the old lies behind that we need to forget is the world and our old self.
但是我们常常扶着犁向后看。
But very often we put our hands on the plow and we look back.
我们虽然蒙恩得救了，但往往还是随着肉体的和魂生命里所喜好的去行。
Even though we were saved by His grace, but we always act according to our own liking in our old flesh.
当我读这个经节的时候，真是里头想到我自己的一个经历，一个失败的经历。
When I was reading these scriptures, I thought of the experiences of my failure.
记得有人来征求我的意见，关于是应该申请，应该选择哪一所大学，哪个研究所。
Someone came to ask me and ask my advice, which school and graduate school he should go to.
当他问我的时候，第一个反应自然的在我里面就是那个大学的排名。
When he asked me, of course, my first reaction was the college ranking.
当时有两个选择。
There were two choices.
一个是可以去一个排名第十几的。
One is that there was a top 20 school.
还有一个是排名第一百几十。
And there was another school that's ranked in the hundreds.
那么当然是去了排名高的。
And of course, I said, go to the higher ranking school.
哪还有比这更好的机会呢？
What better opportunity would you have?
但是今天回想起来。
But now to look back today.
结果他就因为去了这个学校，离开了我们这里的聚集，但是又没有能够在学校当地的聚集和弟兄姊妹一起追求。
Because he went to that school, not only he left the fellowship here, and he was not able to join another fellowship at that school over there.
渐渐的就远离了神。
And gradually he walked away from the Lord.
也许正是因为我所建议的这个选择，
Perhaps it's just because of my choice.
使他属灵生命的成长受到了很大的亏损。
And he suffered great loss on his spiritual life.
可见要忘记背后的，要把我们的老我所习惯的这个世界的评价的标准能够把它看为有损的，真是相当的困难。
So we see how difficult it is to see all things as lost, to see all the standard that we had in the world as rubbish.
其实并不是大学的排名有什么不好。
It's not that the college ranking was bad or wrong.
也不是说去排名靠前的学校有什么特别的不对。
It was not that it was wrong to go to a better school.
而是真是在做这个选择以前，没有向主祷告，没有向主求问。
But when we were making that decision, we did not consider and beseech before the Lord.
只是单单根据排名来做这个决定，没有尊主伟大。
We made that decision solely based on the college ranking. We did not exalt the Lord in this decision.
我们看见仍然是在这个己的捆绑的里面。
We saw I was still in the bondage of myself.
所以在这里交通的时候，我心里啊很有压力。
So as I share here today, I have much pressure in my heart.
是不是像主所责备的那文士和法利赛人能说不能行呢
？Am I just like the Pharisees and the scribes who were rebuked by the Lord for their hypocrisy?
我必须承认，靠着我们自己老旧的生命。的确是行不出来。
I must admit, by the power of our old self, we cannot do any of the command that God gave us.
但是刚才我们读的《腓立比书》第四章第四节一再说，你们要喜乐。
But from Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, it says again and again, rejoice in the Lord always.
Yeah. 在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》也告诉我们，这个常常喜乐，不住凡事谢恩，不住的祷告。这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
From 1 Thessalonians, it also tells us, rejoice always, pray unceasingly, in all things give thanks, that's the will of God in Christ Jesus.
但是看见好像自己的光景往往很软弱，看见距离这个标杆好像很遥远，那么怎么能够喜乐呢
？I always see my own condition, and that I'm so far from this goal. How can I rejoice?
但是感谢主，在哥林多前书一章三十节。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, it says that by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that it is written that those who boast in the Lord.
我们的标杆是一个人，是主耶稣基督自己。
Our goal is one person, is the person of our Lord Jesus Himself.
神的话告诉我，我们的智慧、我们的公义、我们的圣洁、我们的救赎，也是一个人，就是耶稣基督自己。
The words of the Lord also tell us our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption is also one person, that is the person of the Lord.
今天主耶稣基督的这个生命，神已经把它借着圣灵放在我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, He has already placed the life of Lord Jesus in us.
借着这个主复活的生命在我们里面，我们可以行得出来。
By this life of His resurrection, we can do what He said.
因为，就像保罗所说的，今天活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Just like Paul said, today we live is not we who live, but Christ lives in us.
我们在这里正是夸自己的软弱，好叫。基督的能力复辟我。
So we boast in our weakness that the strength and the power of Christ can cover us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
正是在这同样的事情上，主先兴起年轻人来。
And on the same matters, the Lord has risen younger brothers.
就是在这选择学校的时候。
Just on the matter of choosing schools.
就是靠着主在里面的圣灵的带领。来做这样的选择，做这样的决定。
By the leading of the Holy Spirit inside, he made decisions.
就愿意放弃排名更高的学校，而愿意在聚会当中与弟兄姊妹一起来追求。
And his younger brother was willing to give up a higher ranking school and remain in the fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
这是向着标杆直跑的见证。
And that's a testimony of how he pressed on towards the goal.
我们知道，当我们信耶稣的时候，我们的灵是得救了。
When we know when we believe in Christ, our spirit was saved, we revived.
在腓立比书第一章，我们刚才读的，在第一章第十九节里，保罗说：“借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。”
Philippians 1:19 says, "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and provision in the Spirit of Christ."
弟兄告诉我们，保罗在这里所说的是魂的得救。
Here we know he talks about the salvation of the soul.
这是主的十字架在我们一生里面的工作。
And that is the work of the cross in us all our life.
我们也确信，当主再来的时候
，We are also confident that when the Lord comes back again,
我们的主要将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
The Lord will change this body, of a base body to be in the likeness of his glorious body.
我们的灵魂身体都要得救。
That our spirit, our soul, and our body will all be saved.
我们的全人全心 都要被主得着，而且都要被主改变。
Our whole body and our whole mind will be gained by the Lord and will be changed by Him.
这不仅是我们荣耀的盼望。
Not only this is our glorious hope.
更是靠着主复活，这已经是我们的确据。
And by the resurrection of the Lord, this is already our confidence.
这是我们喜乐的根源。
And that's the source of our rejoicing.
当我在想着朝着标杆直跑的时候
When I was thinking how we need to press on towards the goal
我想到残疾人奥运会有一个比赛项目
I thought of the Olympic for the disabled Special Olympics Sorry that there was one event
这个比赛项目是一个盲人赛跑
And there was a race for the blind
这个盲人看不见跑道
And they cannot see the track.
他们也看不见那个目标的终点。
They cannot see the goal.
但是，就会有一个引导员。
Yet there was a guide for them.
在他们的盲人运动员身边，和他一起来跑。
There was a guide running with them.
一路是用一个连接着两个人手的一个绳子做成的链子来带领他，引导他。
There's a rope that connects their wrist, so the guide is running with them.
也用声音不断的来。矫正他的方向。
The guide continues to correct their directions by voice, by telling them.
带领他和他一起跑到终点。
And this person will lead them until they reach the goal.
这个引导员不仅是在他的赛场上和他一起来奔跑。
Not only on the track, this guide is running with him.
在他平时的训练当中，甚至在生活当中，这个引导员和这个盲人的引导员一直。
In their daily training or even in daily life, this guide is living with this athlete.
这个盲人运动员在叙述他的这个经历的时候说，说到这个引导员就是我的眼睛。
So I heard the testimony of this blind athlete. He was saying, "My guide is my eye."
我绝对的信任他，他是这个黑暗事业世界中的太阳。
I trust him completely, and he's the sun in my dark world.
今天我们是朝着标杆直跑。
Today, yes, we are running towards this goal.
启示录里告诉我们，我们在奔跑的时候，我们常常是瞎眼的。
Revelation tells us when we're running, we're often blind.
但是我们感谢我们的神，他赐下参透万事的圣灵来做我们的引导员。
But we thank the Lord, He has given us a Holy Spirit that sees all things, that searches all things.
那带领我们的那个。绳链是圣灵的，用慈绳爱索来带领我们。
And He's leading us. The Holy Spirit is leading us on the course of love.
那个引导我们、矫正我们的声音，是圣灵用主的话实时的来矫正我们的方向。
And it's the Holy Spirit by the words of the Lord that corrects our directions.
我们确信，他必引导我们跑向那。终点跑向那标杆。
We have the assurance that He will lead us towards the goal.
这是我们喜乐的根源。
And that is the source of our rejoicing.
我们一路上有主的同在。
All the day the Lord leads us.
神还有更大的恩典。
And He has even greater grace.
神要开我们属灵的眼睛。
He will open our spiritual eye.
他不再，他要称我们为朋友，他要让我们知道他将如何行。
And He will call us friend. He will show us how He is working.
在这个属灵的眼睛被打开以后，我们能够看见那个异象，我们能够看见这个标杆主耶稣基督的自己。
When our spiritual eyes open, then we can see a vision to see this goal that the person of the Lord Jesus Himself.
圣灵要做我们黑暗世界中的光。
Holy Spirit will be the light in our dark world.
越照越明，直到日午。
He will shine brighter, brighter until noonday.
在腓立比书第四章第五节，这说到我们主的日主来的日子近了。
We see Philippians chapter 4 verse 5. It says, "The Lord is near."
所以我们当有谦让的心。
So let your gentle spirit be known to all men.
这个谦让在New King James 和这个 Darby 的译本里头译作是 gentleness.
In New King James and Darby, it's translated into gentleness.
是柔和。谦卑
，It's a gentle, humble heart.
呀、yeah, ，在马太福音第十一章第二十九节说
，Matthew chapter 11 verse 29,
我心里柔和谦卑。 你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
It says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
我们也看到，在腓立比书第四章第六节、第七节这儿说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们。
We see here also says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
我们在向标杆直跑的时候
，As we press on towards this goal,
我们当以柔和、谦卑、以耶稣基督的心为心。
We need to have the same mind, the same attitude of Christ, which is a gentle and humble heart.
让众人知道，就是为主做了见证。
By making this gentle spirit be known to all men, that is to bear a testimony for our Lord.
刚才我们读的《腓立比书》第四章第六到七节，主没有应许一定将我们的祷告所求的赐给我们。
From verse 6 and 7, he did not say he will grant us the requests that we make known to him.
但应许赐给我们出人意外的平安。
He has promised us he will give us a peace.That surpasses understanding.
并且在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
And he will guard our hearts and our mind in Christ Jesus.
正像前天晚上在我们2010年年终聚会的时候，魏弟兄和我们交通的。
Just as our brother Wei shared with us two nights ago.
交通的是在诗篇133篇。
He shared with us from Psalm 133.
圣灵已经将那贵重的油，也就是圣灵赐下。神已经将圣灵这个贵重的油赐给教会。
God has already given His church this precious oil that is the Holy Spirit.
是我们这个老亚当里的己拦阻了我们没有能够丰富的得着。
But because this self in the old Adam is hindering His work,
只要我们
cannot receive it completely.
只要我们把自己奉献给主。
But if we offer ourselves to the Lord,
时时谦卑顺服的。来顺从圣灵的带领
that we can humbly follow his leading and obey him
主一定按照他的应许在平安里头引导我们奔向了标杆
and by his promise he will lead us in his peace towards this goal
保守我们在基督的合一的里面
he will guard us in the unity of Christ
在弟兄和睦同居的这样的又美又善当中使得心腹装饰整齐归给基督
in the unityOf dwelling of brothers dwelling together in unity, the bride can be made ready.
也像诗歌四百七十一首中所唱的，我们一定能够经历这样的经历。
Just as hymn 471, we will experience such an experience.
我们好不好一起来唱一下诗歌四百七十一首
？Perhaps we can sing hymn 471 together.
我要永远唱此佳句，蒙他引领我一路。
I will always sing this song that he leads me all the way.